Welcome to our podcast. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's lurking around each and every corner. Now here are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 28. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, what is going on, brother man?
Nothing too much, brother. How you doing?
I am just great.
Kind of floating on cloud 9, 10, and 11, right?
Yeah. We've been really productive tonight.
Yes.
It's
been getting after it. Isn't that your term?
Mm-hmm. Getting after
and
it.
And Nate's term?
Killing it.
Killing it. There we go.
I like that. All of the above.
It sounds so final.
Yeah. Well, we got after it and we had to kill it.
There you go. Yeah. We just had to.
Once we caught it, we killed it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing great.
Man's got to eat.
Man, you heard him.
We don't even have to ask Nate how he's doing. He's doing great, right?
Gotta eat. Yeah, I was saying, Nate, how you doing?
He's got
man? The
killer instinct over there.
Doing good.
No, we're all doing good, and we have a lot of reasons to be.
I mean, this is because of TikTok. Is that what you're going to bring up first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are kind of a TikTok cuties over here.
Oh, TikTok. My God. We're TikTok, all right.
Woo! Off our rocker, TikTok.
I don't know what kind of content we're going to put out there, but
well, we've got one video out
we'll
there,
see.
So we have broke ground.
I'm
with Todd.
I kept it basic.
Looks great to me.
Didn't add my little moves and
hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Hello, my rock on the ground. Yes. So anyway, thank you guys for joining us for another episode. We appreciate it, and I want to mention something here before Sean tells you what you're going to listen to. I want to challenge, and I actually had this before we had our guest chat.
Yeah.
Now I'm really jazzed to say it. Something that I've been wanting to challenge myself with.
Okay.
I want to challenge the listeners to do something. Like, everybody has something they've wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
try, you know, and how many times have we all put it off? I mean, I'm really bad at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm surprised
that you're sitting in that chair.
Sitting in this chair with microphones, looking at YouTube mugs, going, we are really recording
you two ugly mugs.
A pocket, right?
It's the 28th one.
28th one, that's yeah. right. I want to challenge all you creepies out there to do something that you've been putting off. You know, whatever it is, if it's working out.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Get out of your comfort. Yep. Try something. I mean, you talk about, again, 6 months ago, I didn't know this was going
to. This is wildly out of my comfort zone, or it was. Now it's like.
I mean, I had.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just didn't think it, you know, I've had some good ideas in the past. I mean, I'm talking years ago, and it never came to be, because mm-hmm. I would quit.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yep.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yep. That's a big one.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Or well, you know, that's what it takes. Okay. You know, I just haw it, or yeah, I just put it off, or forget about it, or no, that's too hard, or too time consuming. You know.
So I thought you were going to say hug a stranger. That's really what I thought you were going to say.
That
ooh,
I mean,
they'd love that.
You can. Some might not.
That's creepy deep right
that
there.
That might not work for everybody. I mean, some might.
Get arrested. It's okay.
Yeah.
Do not come back to
I've
us.
I've never done that.
Do not come back to us if you do.
Yeah. And if you get in trouble, that's Sean.
This is, yeah. I just ran this off the rails again.
No, but you know, I want to challenge our creepies.
I think that's awesome.
Try something
really
that you've been putting off, that you've been afraid to, you know, to try. And hey, what's the worst thing you can do is fail? Well, there's no failure, only not trying.
We're going to steal from Nike, which this could be really dangerous, but just do it. Just do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Man,
you know?
Right?
What? I mean,
the
heck?
If you always wanted to try oysters on the half shell, give her a go.
Give it a
go. Oysters on the half shell.
You know what? I'm starting to think your advice, both of you. I mean, he's hugging a stranger. You're eating oysters. Okay. Oysters
we're wise good. Beyond our years if we were 13.
Anyway, I just had to say that because.
No, I think that's awesome.
Thanks for doing
that, man.
I've seen, you know, you look on Facebook and Instagram, and there's a lot of people. This is what spurred this, and I needed it myself. But, like, people are, I don't know, they're giving up before they even try, I guess. Mentally, emotionally, or whatever. And I kind of like, okay, if I can do this, you can do, you know, Nate and Sean and I can do this. You guys can do whatever. I mean, try a podcast. I don't know. Exactly. Work out. Eat better. I don't know. Go visit a something that you've put off, you know, or you've been afraid to even try because right. you're afraid to fail. Who cares? I mean, my gosh. So that's my little challenge to our creepies. It's the creepy challenge.
I kind of love that, though. I know. Am I rubbing off on you over there as if it was happening? Like, whew, just... wafting it over there.
I don't,
that's a whole different way.
You're I don't know what you're
that's
wafting.
That's a whole different subject. I can't smell anymore, so who knows?
No, you take it back.
You take it
whatever home. You're wafting.
Here, give it to Nate. Give it over to Nate.
Sam, we're Sam.
Where's yeah? Sam will
doesn't work here.
Sam
either.
Will take it. Yep.
So, with that said, Mr. Sean, with the wafting I think back,
I think we
I'm gonna waft it back to you. Now it's all you.
We got a case of the giggles, but it is truly because we just had we've had some awesome guest chats. We are very blessed with all the people that we've had. I mean, it's just, and it's amazing person to amazing person to amazing person.
And they're friends. They're
all
friends.
We consider them all friends, yeah. And we will
all
continue.
Home runs.
Oh yeah.
So we just had a wonderful guest chat with George Shoplin. Mm-hmm. And who now we obviously, like you said, he's our brother. He's considered a friend of the show and he's part of our journey and we're part of his. So
yep.
We just can't wait for you guys to listen to this guest chat. And here you go. Enjoy.
Hey, guys, we have a very, very special guest for this episode. We have been so excited to get this guy on. And I know Sean and Nate
are giddy.
Yeah, we're all giddy. This guy we got for you listeners, he's a paranormal investigator, he's a podcaster, and I'm not kidding when I say this, he is the most genuine, overall nice guy in the world. He's got a wonderful personal story that he'll share as we get into this guest chat, along with the other, you know, fun stuff. So we want to introduce George Shoplin. George, how you doing, man?
Oh, I can't hear you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
We're
you
great.
Imagine, like, you started off just like that. I'm like, wait, I can't hear anything, guys. I'm sorry.
Crickets.
Let me just say this foremost is absolutely thank you so much. I know we've been chatting for a little bit, you know, guys, and, you know, this is really tough what you guys do. Broadcasting like this, I know it's not easy. And for what you guys are offering as doing this and giving me an opportunity to maybe just touch one person's life tonight, you know, maybe they had a bad day. Maybe I can, like, make them feel at ease or whatever it may be. I can't stress enough in capital letters this opportunity to be on this platform on your show. And if you guys didn't tell me to say this. You guys have a great show.
Thank you very much, George. Yeah,
absolutely. And I do believe in my heart that you guys, I've been talking to you for 10 or 15 minutes at least, and you guys are so nice. And you know what? And this is why you're going to have great things happen for you guys. You're going to have bad days, just like anybody else, but those are speed bumps. And those speed bumps are either you're going to go over that speed bump and say, you know what, or you're going to go around it. When you see your speed bumps, when you start doing these shows and stuff, is just go around the speed bump. Don't feel the bump and just continue along your journey because you guys are absolutely freaking hilarious. And I do believe you guys are going to grow more than you want to. That's my opinion.
You know, that
well,
was
thank awesome. You. Thank you.
It's funny that the show didn't really, we started off by thinking like, okay, we're going to be serious and we're going to like try to get this information out. And then when sure. we hit this certain point, we were like, that was funny, you know, like, and we yeah. just started finding our senses of humor and how we kind of bounce off each other. So it is funny that, and then we were just like, okay, let's just take it off the rails. It works better that way.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
gave me a mic.
They yeah, gave
you guys
data.
Great. Like you guys had, like I said, with this, I mean, you guys, I mean, people don't know this, that they're going to listen to this. And, you know, guys, when you do listen to this, I've been stuck in a green room. And the only thing I was just, you guys are out of toilet paper. I was like, the show's going to start in 3 minutes. I'm like, oh, my That's God, funny. What am I going to do? And I just want to say, whoever delivered the old three-ply, thank you so much. Man. I mean, it was time to get on the show. So thank
That's
you
hilarious.
So much, man.
We're trying to make it up with the sprinkled donuts, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was because of all the sprinkled donuts. I've been back there for about two hours.
Oh, yes. It's the consequences.
No, man. No, you know what? But no, thank you so much, guys. Seriously, I mean, that's the whole thing. It doesn't matter what we do. You could be a surgeon or you could be do a radio. It's all about having fun.
That's awesome.
Just have fun. And if you're not having fun, then you have to find something else to do because life is way, way too short, as everybody always says. Life's short.
Amen.
Yeah. George, on your Facebook page alone gives it, like, this should give everybody, this is what makes me smile. It says, under your name, it says Paranormal Warrior, Cancer Survivor, Motivational Warrior, Ghost Adventures, and Just a Happy Badass. And I'm like, yes. I wrote on my paper, this is a force. This person is a force.
He is.
Like, yeah. And you are. You just come in, and you know those people that walk into a room and, like, the energy lifts.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even been in a room with you, and the energy lifts. Like, just from here.
Right, yeah.
But I knew that before we even, like, got behind these mics. And I put you down as the godfather of paranormal investigations.
Oh, Lord.
How's that?
God.
You need to add that to your description.
Is that better than my rock star of paranormal? Oh. I call him a rock star.
I like the godfather.
You know what? I'm going to actually change. I'm going to put that on my Facebook tomorrow.
And the godfather?
It's going to be capital letters. That's
awesome.
Badass.
Isn't it?
Badass.
Well, that's how I see it. That's how I see it.
I agree. George, let me tell you, we are so appreciative of the time you're taking. We have been with all of our guests, but I mean, just, you know, you're in California, and I know you've been working, you know, we talked a little bit earlier today, you've been doing 12-hour days, and to have that energy still and to take the time to be on our little show, we're like, this is,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
What it is.
So
it
thank
really
you
is.
Thank you, sir.
No, you guys, okay, so honestly, you know, thank you, and we can go back and forth. And then all of a sudden, we're going to buy each other Christmas gifts.
I know.
I know. This is where we're heading.
So, my favorite color is blue. Yeah.
BFFs.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You know. No, but you know what? This is, okay, honestly, this is, I do a lot of, don't take this wrong. I talk a lot. And then when I get an opportunity to talk on shows like yours, I am very picky, you know, I admit. But your show and the way I got to talk to you this morning, I just loved who you are. It was like I'm not going to say where you were today, but. It's just the energy. You know, it's really sad about this world. And I don't want to sound like I'm being a preacher or anything like that, because I'm not. But it's sad, because what sucks is, you know, it's just divide. We're so divided right now in every form. And you know what? If the world would just, and how about just life? If people would just give people a chance and just be nice and not put up a brick wall right away, I think that all of us would have this sort of fun when it comes to talking and just have fun when you meet people instead of being always so on the defense.
Amen, brother. Yeah, I agree with that.
I love people. I mean, I have worked a 12-hour day today. That's fine and dandy. No big deal. But you know what? It is about energy. Being who you guys are. I'm feeding off of you. I mean, it is a good thing. And I wish it was like this for everybody. And I feel bad for some people. But, you know, the reason I am who I am today, and we can just dive right into it. I mean, it's... you know, I've been paranormal investigating for over 10 years, and I'm not all about paranormal investigating. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love what I do when it comes to paranormal investigating. But I got into it at 10 years ago. I got into the paranormal field, but 19 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I had cancer 19 years ago, and I went through a surgery that was just unheard of. And the doctor gave me, honestly, 1 year to live. He told me, hey, you know, Mr. Shopland, you know, we got it all, but, you know, it scraped the glands on your neck, et cetera. And, you know, you need to just understand that we don't know where you're going to be in 1 year. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, this is not good to hear.
Right.
Those type of words. So, you know, I during that time, I had to go through radiation. And I don't want people to think this is all about cancer. It's not. But this is, I just want to give you an idea why and what happened to me, why I got into what I got into.
Sure, yeah.
With paranormal. But I ended up, after cancer, going through radiation, and during that time, now keep in hand, they gave me 1 year to live, and I've already said it a minute ago, it's 19 years later. I'm still here, and they were totally wrong, you know, during
That's
those
awesome.
Situations. So if anybody ever hears the word, hey, you know, so-and-so, you know, you can't lose hope. Now, I was guilty of losing hope in that first year, trying to hurt myself because I was depressed. I went through everything you can imagine. When someone tells you, you have 1 year to live, maybe 1 year to live, you don't know what your actions are going to be like. It you just don't know unless you're told that. Well, thank gosh, everything that I didn't do anything too bad to me, of course. Don't get me wrong, and I'm not going to take it that direction. But it was, you know, the fact that I'm glad nothing happened to me because they were wrong. Mm-hmm. And that is, thank God they were wrong. But 19 years later, I'm still here. So that being said, during that time that I went through radiation, I had a couple of grand mal seizures.
Oh.
And during the grand mal seizures, it sucked. And what happened was, after the grand mal seizures, I couldn't tell my wife. Now, I've been married. It's going to be 30 years on the 14th of this month.
Oh, awesome.
I couldn't even tell my wife. You know, it's like, you know, I'm seeing things now. I'm starting to hear things, see things. And it was just like, I couldn't explain it. So I kept that trapped for a lot of years. Well, about 10 years ago, I kind of opened up, maybe 11 years ago now, to my wife, and I kind of told her what was going on, and you know, I can't explain what was going on. And the only thing I could think of why I am who I am today when it comes to the so-called paranormal and being able to see things that I can't validate, you know, because it's about paranormal investigating. It's all about validation. You know, if you don't have validation, then it doesn't exist. And I couldn't validate anything because I was trying to tell people, look, I'm actually seeing people in front of me. There are, you know, I think they're right. They're normal as you and me,
right?
But they're not there. And it was going on for a while, and it still goes on every so often. But, you know, that's how I got into the paranormal field, because that all started for me. And it was just that simple. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm afraid. Now I do it because I'm afraid of dying. I'll always be afraid of dying. So the reason I do paranormal investigating for me is I love to somehow still have hope that there's something on the other side of the veil.
Yeah.
The veil is, you know, basically we're on one side and spirits on the other. So, you know, and I don't want it to make it, you know, the cancer thing was, and I say thing, it's a very serious word, but I guess my thing to anybody out there is, including myself, is you can't lose hope.
Yeah.
Because a doctor was wrong. It's a doctor was wrong, and God forbid, and I'm glad that, you know, God didn't listen to the words I was saying, like, take me away.
Right.
Because I, you know, et cetera, because they were wrong. And all I can say is, you know, I can't say it enough times. They were wrong. And I hopefully I could drill it into someone's head that, you know what, even doctors make mistakes.
Yep.
And,
oh, yeah, true.
19 years later. So.
I think it's great when the medical field makes that kind of a mistake. I remember I'm an occupational therapist, and I've been doing this for about 20 years. And a few years into my practice, there was somebody that was on hospice, and I remember thinking, it was my first experience with somebody going on hospice, and I'm like, so this means they're going to die within 6 months. And this person rehabbed with us, and we were looking at hospice, and they were discharged from hospice. I said, I didn't know that could happen. Like, I thought once you're going to die, you're going to die. And it was like, no, you can actually get better. And where there's, I say this a lot, where there's life, there's hope. And that is so, so true. And what you're saying is exactly boils down to that. Where there's life, there's hope. Don't give up.
Absolutely.
And you're here. Yeah. You're here, George. I know, for on obviously a mission. I mean, that is an obvious thing. And the thing is, you're here to help instill hope in others. And there was a quote I saw recently that said, if you don't feel part of this world, you feel like a stranger in a strange land, which I felt that many times, it's not that you're not part of this world. You're here to make it better. And that to me was like, oh my gosh. And so what you're saying is like, oh, that's George.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know,
truly.
I appreciate those words. I do. I mean, this world is very tough on all of us, but you know, there's a lot of, you know, I'm happy to where I'm at today, 100%. And you know, I don't want to make your show, you know, it's about the cancer show from George Shopland, but you know, it's a word that people hear on a daily sometimes, and I just don't want to let people lose hope if they hear that word. Now, I just got diagnosed with cancer 5 months ago, and again, in the same exact situation, and it was a small tumor in my head, and again, I'm scared. Here I go again, you know, blah blah blah. But I didn't lose hope, and they ended up getting it all. And it was in my forehead, before my skull. So it actually, they called it, it hit a wall, like a brick wall. My skull is one of the hardest things in your body. And the tumor wasn't able to penetrate. It was actually widening out like spider legs.
Oh, wow.
So what happened was that saved me. And now it's 5 months later, four months later. And they said, no, man, we got it all. And for whatever reason, you're here for a mission.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be here.
Yep.
So I look at it that way, you know, and one of the things, you know, I and that's not what, you know, one of the things I do like to tell people when I do speak to them on Facebook or whatever it may be is, do me a favor. I don't care what color you are, how old you are, how much money you have or don't have, or what you drive, what you don't drive, if you have a job or you don't have a job. Do me a favor. Just don't exist when you wake up each morning. Live.
Each morning
you wake up, just don't just exist through the day as George Shopland. Make that day into, you know, something to make a difference in someone's life or your own. But make sure that you're not just waking up each morning just to exist to another day. Go ahead and live that day as best as you possibly can. Now, we all have bad days, of course. We all have crappy days. But you know what? You can't give in to the crappy days. And I call those speed bumps. And, you know, those speed bumps will disappear, and it'll be a clear road, clear sailing, or whatever it may be. So, you know, I don't mean to, you know, like just talk about that, but you know, it's just to my life, what I've dealt with in my life, it's
part of your story, though. That's an important part of your story.
That's part of George. You got to see. That's what you're on here for.
The old saying: "Get busy living or get busy dying." Yeah. That's what you're all about. Bring the life. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. No. Exactly. So now, but life is good. I mean, like you said earlier, it's like, you know, you work so many hours and you're
beautiful.
Like, it sounds like, you know, you got energy, and I don't let the being tired ruin the rest of my night. You know, I still have a life to live. I still want to do this. I still want to do that. But it's different for everybody. You know, life is fun if you make it fun. And, mm-hmm. and you know, that's about as easy as I can say, you know.
Yeah.
I just wish that people would just jump on the bandwagon and understand that, you know, life is not always supposed to be easy, but it's a lesson every single day. There's
right.
a lesson to be learned every single day. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Now we are glad you are here with us, George. And I'm not talking just
we're on the George wagon.
No, really, you've got a mission. You've got a mission, and I'm saying, like, I'm glad as a human being to another human being. We are glad. I'm glad you're here in this life. And you just inspired me, because I'm going to be honest, and you know, and I know Nate and Sean and I talk, you know, before and after the podcast we do, but like, life's hard. Life gives you something negative, seems like, every day, you know, whether you're looking for it or not, you know, like the media or whatever.
Right.
And right. I am guilty of a lot of times just existing, just trying to get through the day. I'm literally you know, and I'm like, you know what? You just really, I'm serious. I'm like, I need to change my attitude about just merely existing. I mean, I love my wife and my kids, and I have lots of reasons to be happy, and I am, you know, but I, you know, it's not a secret. I battle depression and anxiety, and I go some dark, you know, go through dark moments, but I still have a chance or a choice to do better than just existing, you know. Does that make sense?
And you're absolutely right. And you know, again, I'm not, you know, I do this every single morning, and I don't want to bore you guys, but you know, I'm hoping it hits home on somebody. I really do. If each morning I wake up, I admit it sounds kind of weird, but I wake up each morning. I do believe that every single one of us, as men and women, whoever it may be, we always forget. We love others, but we forget to love ourselves.
Exactly.
And what I mean
right?
by that, yep, what I mean true. By that is, try this each morning, and it'll start your day off right. Everybody loves to be loved. Everybody loves to be told that they love you. You
right.
know, there's nothing better where your wife tells you or anybody in your life just says, "I love you." Well, you know what? The best thing to do is when you first get up in the mirror, we go to the restroom and we look in the mirror and say, "Oh man, I got to take a shot." The first thing you should do, like I do this each morning, is I look in the mirror at myself it's nothing weird. And don't get me wrong, like, you know, an ego bull crap, whatever. But I tell myself each morning, "Man, good morning to you, and I love you today."
That's
I
awesome.
I love you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you look at yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and you know what? It feels good to smile, because I assure you, you're going to smirk at yourself in the mirror and say, "You know what? You do love me, because you look good today." But, you know, it's a joke, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
you know, the first thing you need to do is people need to love themselves first in the morning. Just say, "You know what? I love you today. Let's go have a great day."
They say
and
that's the simplest. That's the simplest way to pray, is just to, first thing in the morning, to say thank you and I love you to God, and that's all you need to say to yourself and to yep. your Creator. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. I do. You know, I'm Catholic. I believe in the higher mm-hmm. power. I do believe where people, you know, they lose faith, and they shouldn't, because God is always listening. You know what? God is always listening. Now, you have to remember, God is responsible for all his brothers and sisters. God is, right. he has a list, but he's not forgetting about you. He will get to you.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Just give him time. I always look at it this way. God will jump in, and he'll help you when he knows that he needs to step in and help you.
Yep.
He gives you a chance to maybe try to work it out by yourself, because he wants you to. But when it needs to, he will jump in and save you, and he will make you a better person, or he'll help you during that situation where he needs to jump in.
Right,
I know that sounds really weird, but that's how I look at it, because, God, oh man, God has a lot of pressure on him. I know it sounds really weird again, and he's always listening, but I do believe that, you know, God lived when I was going through cancer. I do believe he stepped in when he needed to step in. For whatever reason, I went through what I needed to go through for a reason, and I'm not mad about it. It's made me the person I am today. And today I am a great person to people I don't know or do know. I will always give the shirt off my back, and I will always try to help people if it's no matter what they do for a living or what color they, it doesn't matter to me. All I know is I need to help that person no matter what. And that's just my way of being one of God's warriors to help out what he maybe can't get to at that particular time, because he's really busy. I know it sounds really weird, but it's not how I look at it.
It's an instrument of thy peace. I like that. That's very cool.
Well, he's got a heck of a warrior in you.
That's right. You're on fire.
Huh? You know, George, I was telling my mom today, you know, when you called, you messaged me through the Facebook Messenger, the video part, whatever. And so I was, you know, I was like, yeah, I just talked to George. I said, he's going to be our guest tonight. And she's like, oh, okay. And I was telling her about you, you know, and I said, the world needs, if we just had 10 George Choplins, I think it'd be a better, you know, just 10 of you. Cause the energy, the motivation, the positive, the, you know, I like people are genuine. I mean, even jerk faces, you know, in the world, if they're genuine, at least you know where they're coming. I mean,
right.
Fakes are not good.
Fake, right,
yeah. But I mean, you are, I didn't want
to,
yeah.
Are you trying to take this down to a cloning thing? Is that what you're trying to
clone? We're going
to
try to clone George.
Clone George by the
end
of the show.
And that's going to be another episode.
If you don't mind.
So, George, let me ask you, because being this, you know, like you said, that kind of, you said 10 years as an investigator?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, and with, you know, what you've gone through, that is your story. Like Sean said, that's your story. You know, that's part of your story, not all, you know. Like, as far as investigate, like how, do you work with, like, just kind of on your own? Do you have a team? Do you, how is it, like, maybe tell the listeners a little bit about the investigative side. Like, what, you know, and some of your favorite.
Well, I do, yeah, no worries. Oh, actually, that's actually a really good question. Is, you know, I've been in the paranormal field for 10 years, and I've been in and out with teams left and right. Not a whole bunch, maybe three teams. And what happens to teams is I love meeting people and I love investigating and learning off of each individual when it comes to paranormal investigating because there's no I in team. I know, and that's the song of God's truth. But, you know, when it comes to teams, I've learned that, you know, there's a lot of jealousy when it comes to paranormal field, and it's really sad because the jealousy is such an ugly word. And, you know, hate is an ugly word.
Right.
But in the paranormal field itself, jealousy is probably the most ugliest word because when it comes to that, teams and stuff, nobody, and I mean, I don't think anybody, everybody, there's always somebody that wants to be the top, the dog or the top person and wants to be the gifted one or wants to be this. I ran into trouble with a couple of teams because of, I'm sorry I had cancer. When I do express what I see and what I feel, the attention seems to draw onto George for just a moment. And some people in the past have gotten a little upset. Like, you know, I was, you know, whatever happened at the investigation. So now with the team wise, I paranormal investigate probably once a week. You know, it's a hobby, but you know, I do it now. My wife and I are a team now. And you can't ask for anything better because, you know, when you come to paranormal investigating, you want to be with somebody that knows you. If you have an attachment that this person is not acting like he or herself, you know, it's better to just keep it small and just have that one person you could totally trust. Now, it doesn't mean I discourage, you know, a 10-man team or a 5-man team or a 20-man team. It just doesn't work for me. It just doesn't. I want to be a part of a big team. But for whatever reason, it just sometimes it doesn't work.
You're just a solo artist.
but it's sad because I'm missing out. You know, I'm missing out. I mean, I was with the team for a while, and I end up. Some people don't like this TV show. I still do. I was honored to meet these guys and do an episode on Ghost Adventures a couple of years ago, and it was fun, and I had a great time. But when the team found out about it, the team wasn't very happy about it. So a lot of lashing came out. It was really bad. It was very ugly. And, but you know, it's okay. You know, it's in the past So, but when it comes to that team wise, I know I talk a lot. I do belong to a team now and that's with my wife and I couldn't ask for a better teammate that I know will always have my back. Cause it seems like that I always somehow end up with an attachment or I end up with scratches or I end up with, or something that's going on in the paranormal that is unheard of. And the only reason I could figure that one out is I do believe if anybody else out there ever had grand mal seizures, and if you're a paranormal investigator, please, you got to friend me and tell me if you end up getting more, attention from the paranormal because they know that you can see them more.
I think that's interesting.
Hear them or whatever it may be. I don't know.
How long have you been working with your wife in that capacity then, like as investigators? How many years have you guys been together?
We'll be 30 years. Well, to start out, we met in high school, but it's 30 years on September 14th of being married for 30 years, which is awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And that's what makes
that's a united front right there.
That right there, that's the bond alone is awesome.
Right.
You know, that's the one thing is, you know, that's why we get a lot of evidence. Because, you know, I will say, you know, being a paranormal investigator, some people either agree or disagree, and it's okay. That's what makes this world so good, because we need to be different. If we were cookie cutters, it'd be very boring.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's this, though. It doesn't require a TV show like Ghost Adventures, where everybody wears a black shirt and a black hat, to be a paranormal investigator. That's the mistake people are thinking. Let me go buy a black shirt. Let me go. So I want to be a paranormal investigator. I'm going to investigate inside. No, man. It starts with your heart.
Right.
Because I feel that everything that you do when it comes to life, like you were saying earlier, if we were in a, I don't go to a bar, but if we're in a restaurant, I'd be drawn to you guys because you guys are cool. It's just like the paranormal. They're drawn to good. They can sense good.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it rude, but they can sense it. And I do believe that we put off an aura. It's kind of like an orb. And, you know, let's just say you walk into an investigation, and the next thing you know, George is putting out this white light. Oh, that means that guy must be pretty good. Let's communicate with him. But then you have this guy named Joe Smith, and that's just a name I made up, is, you know, he's putting off this beacon of light that is dark. Well, it's just like anything in life on this side of the veil. I would be drawn to the person that is a white light because I trust them. And then to the person that's a black light or something evil or red or whatever the color you choose to use, I would be drawn to the person with the white light because you're going to trust them. You know that they're being sincere and they're not going to hurt you. They're not going to be disrespectful. So my wife's a Reiki master, and you know, she
That's very cool.
It's awesome. We put out it's just a lot of fun. We have fun, and I am probably the one that gets scared the most. I do scream a lot. I do run. I do everything.
That makes me feel a lot better.
I don't believe it, George. I don't believe it. I don't believe you run.
I'm the guy. You know, if you had to look at a cartoon character,
it's
I'm
George.
The Shaggy.
You're Shaggy. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
See, George, we're going on our first paranormal investigation with a girl named Erin Eggnuts in October. Uh-huh. Just before Halloween, we're going to go to a place called Whispers Estate here in Indiana. It's supposed to be the fourth most haunted house or place in the United States. And she's taking it. She said, "Now, have you guys ever done this before?" "No, none of us have." We're really excited, but we know that there's a lot that we don't know what to expect. And it's funny that I have not had the seizures that you're talking about, but I had a car accident back in the early 2000s, and I had migraines for about 11 years. And I've noticed, and I don't know if it has anything to do with the migraines, although I still have a lot of the symptoms of the migraines, like ringing in the ears and auras. And I've had out-of-body experiences. I see things sometimes, too, that that's why when Todd wanted me to be on this podcast, I felt like a stranger in a strange land a lot of time. Like, I don't think I'm comfortable about talking about that kind of stuff. So slowly but surely on these podcasts, I've been able to give some of the stories and some of my experiences, and I can't always explain them. I'm just like you, like I'm just excited to hear. And like you said, you didn't want to have the cancer, and I didn't want to have an accident. It totaled the car, but I walked away unscathed, except for, you know, obviously I had more injuries than I thought I did, but it's been a beautiful experience. But I think, what in the world? What did I do to deserve this kind of thing? But it's great that there are other people out there that experience that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, I'm not as weird. And I just kind of, you know, resign myself to being that weirdo. You know, if I was one of the, I always think about the Muppets, you know, Gonzo, he was, "Oh, you're such a weirdo." And I'm like, "I'm just Gonzo."
I'm just Gonzo.
Yeah. It's nice of me to fellow Gonzo.
But you just gave validation, and you know what? It is validation what you just did, and you should never be embarrassed. You should always shine your story out to people, because what you just did, and there might be someone that did hit their head, like the same thing, got in a car wreck or whatever it may be, and it causes scar tissue.
Yeah.
So what happens is, you know, the scar tissue can do something where you'll be able not to walk through walls, but you know, you might be able to hear things that you just normally couldn't hear. So, you know, that's validation for me, because, you know, what you just said is just something that, you know what, I don't feel like I'm alone, because, you know, the doctors will never be able to explain seizures, and they'll never be able to explain why you see or hear or feel different since the car wreck. It's just, you may just, it's just, I hate the word, well, I use it a lot anyways, but it is what it is. So you should just take it and embrace it.
It's been a gift. And when I really do embrace it, it is a gift. And they say, you know, you can either fight through something, you can go around it, you can go under it, you can go over it, or you can embrace it. And I have learned that lesson of just even the ugly things sometimes in life, you embrace them and say, I always say, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you to some, to experiences. And I try to say, thank you for helping me even in the difficult times. And it's hard. Right. It's a tough practice, but I've been trying and trying to do that. So you're validating it back to me.
Well, and I think it's a victory.
And you know, and you guys are going on your first investigation. You're saying this week,
October 24th.
Tear it up. You know, is it a residential? No, it's not a residential. It's actually, what's the name of it?
It's called Whispers Estate.
It's a house. Yeah, it's a residential.
It's a residential?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a residential where someone's living there, or is it vacant?
I think it's vacant.
Well, I think it's sort of like a museum type, you know, tourist trappy type.
They tried to turn it into a bed and breakfast, right, at one point, right? I don't know if they ever did that.
It's like fully furnished by all the pictures and everything.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not like empty. Yeah.
It's got a sad history.
No, that's awesome. You know what you ought to do? Okay, so what's really great about what you guys got going on, which is I think I'm jealous of, is that you say that you guys never investigated before. Is that correct?
Correct.
That is the most bad, I'm going to say it, I'll probably get in trouble. That is so badass because you know what? I'd rather, you know what, when it comes to spirits or something new, what's great about you guys doing this for the very first time, it's kind of like even the spirits are, look, spirits are very smart. And you know what? They can sense, please don't take this the wrong way.
A newbie.
You guys are new. I don't want to say
that. Fresh meat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, fresh meat.
I get it.
You know what? This is what I would do, if you don't mind, is take away. This is something that we do, my wife and I do, and it's so awesome. If you don't mind to try to do this, I don't know how many people are going, I don't know how many rooms you may be, but each one of you pick one room. Pick one room. Go in it by yourself, but do me a favor. Blindfold yourself for about 15 minutes, a half hour, whatever it may be. Take away one of your senses because, you know, I don't know if it's pitch dark in there or not, but if it's not, you're going to be able to look around at pictures or bedding or whatever it may be. If you do that, what happens is it takes away part of your senses to maybe hear something that you would normally hear, but you're using your eyes to look around. You're going to miss something that you may hear.
That's a good
point. So if you blindfold yourself, it takes away that true sense of looking around, and you'll be able to concentrate more on hearing stuff inside that room or whatever room you choose. Blindfolding is something that Karen and I have been doing for many years, and it works.
That's
it really
cool.
Works.
Wow. Now that's
it
badass. Yeah, that is. That's
like super badass.
Yeah, because we really don't know what to expect, George. Like I said, we've never done this, so it's kind of like, let's see what we got going here. I don't know. Yeah.
No. Go to the Dollar General store, pick them up for 99 cents or whatever you want to do to cover your eyes and just try it. You know, you'll probably freak yourself out because you're going to hear more things you want to hear.
Right.
But you know, what kind of equipment are you guys going to use? Anything?
Well, Aaron's got all the equipment. I don't know what.
She's got EVP monitors.
Yeah, I know she's big on. Yeah. I really don't know all the equipment.
She wants to record audio, and she's recording video as well.
Right.
I know she's got
some stuff. Awesome.
But, yeah.
She said she's got a little bit of everything. So
yeah, she's been doing this for a while. She goes all over the place, George. She goes to, I mean, gosh, all the big hauntings. She went to Waverly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Went to Tombstone, Waverly. She's been to Gettysburg. And here's the thing. She goes by herself. I mean, she's tough. You talk about tough.
She's a nurse by trade, but she's a ghost hunter. She said since 13 she's been interested.
She goes to jails and asylums. I mean, she's all over the place. So,
She wants people to go with her, but a lot of times people won't. And she's like, if people aren't going with her, she's going by herself.
Yeah. So we're like,
So we took her up on it. So she's excited that somebody's interested. You
so know? To tell you, it's us three, Aaron, and then two others, right, Sean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what is that? Eight or six? Yeah, six of us, I guess. So.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're excited.
That's awesome.
So obviously, I didn't tell the listener. You're in California. What part of California are you in?
Uh, I'm in Brentwood, California. Oh, nice. There's two Brentwoods, mm-hmm. so don't get it mixed up. There's a Brentwood down L.A. with O.J. Simpson.
Right, yeah.
That's not me.
That's not that one.
So I'm on the that's the Richie side of Brentwood. I'm on the other side up north, about 400 miles, where it's a lot of farmland and cherry fields. And,
oh, cool. God's country,
lot of,
right?
A lot of country. A lot of country.
That's awesome. Here.
Neat, neat. So, I assume that you, have been, I can't talk. Most of your investigations, have they been within California? But I know you've gone to Vegas or, Nevada. Like, where are some of the locations you've been, and where that,
Yeah. I've been nothing back east. And that's where I get jealous of, because I do believe people back east have all the, they have Waverly. I've never been there. But mainly we concentrate, there's a lot of locations here in California. But, we've been to New Mexico. We've been to, it's called Cloudcroft. And that was fun, mainly right now we've been concentrating, we fell in love with this place, which is unbelievable why I'd fall in love with a place like this. It's called the Nevada State Prison. And, I fell in love. This place is amazing. We've been there a few times now and it's about 4 hours away, but, we've been concentrating on this one place because, it seems to me prisons, all of a sudden it just sounds awesome. People are like, oh, you went to the prison. But I do believe it's one of those locations, any prison, if I may, where a lot of people that have gotten convicted were maybe set up and they really didn't do what they got convicted of.
Right.
And I try to think outside the box where it's not always so bad. Yes, there's bad people there, of course. Don't get me wrong. There's bad people at Walmart. Don't get me wrong.
that's true. Absolutely.
It's like, but you know what? You go to a prison, and I've never been in trouble, and that's why I've never been in trouble. But I love doing this prison is this, and my reason is because there's a lot of sadness there. You got to think about this, and there's people that maybe been there since, the prison since, say, 100 years old. They've gotten in trouble, but they didn't do it, and they got set up, and they end up passing away being very sad because of them being convicted of something they didn't do. We love the Nevada State Prison. I try to stay away when we first started, just like everybody else, and thanks to Scooby-Doo, but we started at, cemeteries. We started doing cemeteries, and just to get the feel of the whole thing, it's late, it's dark, it's a bunch of graves and stuff, but I've kind of flipped it. There's nothing wrong with it, because I do believe cemeteries are a place of rest. And I people seem to get some stuff, but if you really think about it, when it comes to cemeteries, and I could be wrong, it's just my opinion, it's supposed to be a place of rest. So I've gotten away from not doing cemeteries anymore and doing actual buildings or land. That's what it's mainly about, is land. Land has been here for millions of years. You can go investigate the Chevron bathroom and it could be on land,
Right.
So, it all depends on the investigator too, you can have someone like myself go investigate today and I'll get some great stuff or maybe get some really nothing. But then you bring somebody else the next day and they may get everything because it's all about energy. It's all about what you bring to a location. It's all about energy. Everything in life is about energy, it's energy, 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 mm-hmm. But that's, from California, we've done a few, I don't want to say we've been everywhere, but we've been to a lot of locations and, it's always fun. The one that we did, with Ghost Adventures, a couple of years ago, which was fun was in Jackson, California. And Jackson, California is known for mining and it has a lot of history. And we ended up doing this one location out there where it was where gold was being mined. And during that location, that episode, whatever it may be, we were on the third floor, and I ended up getting, for a reason, I ended up getting scratched because I do believe that I went about it the wrong way. What happened was the night beforehand, we were all sitting at this poker table in this building and in doing a paranormal investigating. And we were sitting at this table and we were playing cards. We left an empty chair out to the spirit because we had a meeting with us and she said, oh no, there's somebody here, et cetera. So fool that I am is, and I was really, really dumb for doing this, but I was playing cards against this empty chair, just myself to this empty chair. And I put out chips. I look, I'm out of chips, mister, and you got to play along. It's kind of like, I don't want to say it's acting, but it's you're just trying to bring it back where they may understand what we're doing, playing cards. And I ended up putting my gold ring there, my gold wedding band in the middle. So look, I'm all in. Here's my gold, and I'm all in. So I ended up not knowing what his cards may be. The spirit, let's say, the empty chair. Well, that those cards actually beat my hand, oh my God,
I lost to the ghost.
No, I lost.
Zoinks.
And what happened was, I feel, is I took back my gold ring and I lost the hand. And the next morning we went back to get some stuff that we left behind on that floor, some equipment and stuff. And as I was walking down the stairs with my wife about five steps ahead of me, I got shoved and I got scratched. And I don't want to say I tumbled down, because that'd be really exaggerated. But you know, when you kind of get nudged on the stair, you'll lose your steps a few ways. You're like, I lost my steps. I do believe the reason why I got attacked, and this was, you know, what happened at that building, is because I do believe it's because I took my gold, my ring back. And I, you know, back in those days, if you steal or if you cheat, you're dead.
Right.
There's no law. You're dead.
That's right. They didn't mess around.
Shoot you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when the filming, we were filming, and the film got out, and that's when, you know, next thing you know, months and months and months and months and months later, I wasn't looking for any of this stuff. Ghost Adventures contacted me, and my wife, I should say, and she asked me if I wanted to, and I was like, no way, man. I don't even want to go back to this place. I was scared of it.
Yeah.
I never went back.
Yeah.
But I ended up going back when they said, look, they said what they were saying. I said, look, let's do it. I love Ghost Adventures. Let's just do it. I'll feel protected. And that was it. So I do believe I was attacked. It was really bad. And I do believe my gut, and everybody has the ability of that gut feeling, is that my gut feeling told me it's because I took my gold ring back. I lost my hand, and it made the spirit absolutely upset.
Yeah.
And he was not going to let me leave that building without having the last word.
Some retribution, right? That is wild. That is a great story.
I kind of took it to a different way, but yeah, that was a tough one, man. That was just one of those situations. I even though the place is maybe 45 minutes to an hour away, say an hour away, I've maybe been back there. I haven't been back there since 2 years. I've only been there a couple of times. The time that it happened, and the second time with Ghost Adventures, and I have not been back there since. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of it. Yeah, I'm afraid of this location.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, you know,
jeez,
you kind of get shoved. Yeah. And you know, when you lose your balance, like when it's not, you just didn't trip.
It wasn't you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's something nudged you. Like you said, that's intense.
Yeah, I ended up with it's on Facebook, but it's also on, if I may say that, it was on season 16, episode 3 of Ghost Adventures. And you can see the scratches. They're it's so I feel to this day that I have been branded. And I think that's why my gut tells me not to go back there. I think it's a branding, and I think if I go back there, I'm the only asking
your
for trouble.
Your toast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that gives me goosebumps. I'm like, ooh. Yeah, when you said you're branded,
and
I'm like,
you know,
oh, man.
The only validation I have is you know, it's what makes the validation is only because of the pictures and the video. But, you know, it's not about, like, oh, my God, look at me stuff. It's I am not that person. It's just, you know, it's just a story. I do believe in the paranormal. I do believe in spirits. I do. That's the same thing, but I believe in it. And there's something, you know, there is something after we leave here. Now, I love my life here because we don't know what's on the other side. But I do believe there is something after we leave here. I believe deja vus are, hopefully I said that right. I do believe that sometimes we have those is because maybe, just maybe, it's just an opinion, that maybe we come back until we do our life fully corrected, like we do everything perfectly. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is we'll never be perfect as humans, and we'll keep on coming back as something else or whatever it may be. And that's why we have, my feel is, deja vus are something to do from past lives. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I feel like I did this before. And it's true. I feel, my opinion is, we did do it before. And you know, my mom would be upset for me even talking like this, being Catholic. She'd be like, no, Georgie, no. You know,
no, right? Georgie. Bad Georgie.
She would not be happy. But
I think it's fascinating.
What's that?
I think it's fascinating.
It's different. you know, it's different. I never used to look, honest to gosh, I was that guy that would, honest, I was this guy 20 years ago that my wife loved scary movies. I'm like, no, man, if we're going to go watch a scary movie, there better be a cartoon after it. I don't want to think about the scary movie.
To lighten it up, right?
Yeah. So now, you know, scary movies are, you know, they're scary movies, but I still, you know, I know they're movies. You know, they're movies. They're not real, you know, so... But I'm not paranormal investigator now that just, you know, likes to have fun. And if you're not having fun, then, you know, let's go miniature golfing. Let's go have some fun.
Right.
You know?
And that's funny. In this podcast, that's what we try to, you know, we try to create a community of fun. And that's what we came together from the first episode saying, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fellowship and we're going to just, this is guy time, but then we're going to try to spread that energy and spread that fun. And then, you know, tell some unusual stuff, tell some creepy stuff, but we always try to lighten it up with, we do what's called a middle-aged moment. And we talk about this lighter side, and that is really, and then we get into talking about mental health, because we want to always focus on, this is a community to really know that we all, the three of us have issues. We know people that have issues. We're all in this together. Like you're talking about the division. We want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And so what you're talking about is just, is awesome. And I agree with you. I'm totally the same way, where I like the spooky. I like the unusual. I like the paranormal, but I got to lighten it up a little bit too. And playing the light side too.
We can accomplish all kinds of stuff, to me, in my opinion. I mean, obviously the theme of this podcast is creep stuff, you know, the paranormal and scary and all that. But if that's all we do, I mean, that'd be fine. Nothing wrong with it. But we've got to give a little bit more than that. And so, yeah, that's where the mental health comes in. That's where like I said, Sean does his middle-aged moment, just to give, like you do, you want to give some light, some hope, something to think about. For people to, I don't know, come away with it. Yeah. Like, man, that was a great story. But, they also, you know, got to help people. I don't know. And it helps us.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, you have us guys that are, we've earned our stripes a little bit. I don't know how else to put it. We've earned our stripes a little bit. And, you know, you may have a saying, or I may have a saying. But, you know, I assure you, whatever we come up with, or maybe we hear from somebody else, but, oh man, that's so strong. I'm going to say that or share it with somebody. Mm-hmm. And for me, I make sure that I tell people, just stop just existing, man. Just live your life, because it makes much sense just to live your life daily and just don't just exist. Existing is boring. Live your life,
and that's right. It's
so much easier. Yeah.
Well, and you know what, George, like you said, we're already existing. So we got that part. Now let's do better. let's do more.
We're a work in progress, right?
Yeah. You know, like you said, every day.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And I know your show, like the show you're doing tonight, I mean, just the way you guys are. I mean, it's just, you can just tell it's just something that's going to be around for a long time. I mean, it's up to you, of course, but it's going to be around for a while. I mean, but it's all up to you. You know, it's all up to you. If you guys keep the energy that you have, that I can, I know it sounds really weird. I can feel it, I swear. But I can. I can sense it, that you guys are just so nice. It's so easy just to chat and such. I mean, we're guys. Guys are not supposed to chat for an hour or so. You know, guys are supposed to be, hey, how's it going? Okay, great, man. I'll see you later on.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, see ya.
We had, in the first few episodes, that's what people started saying. Like, it's weird that guys started talking about their emotions. And we didn't, that middle-aged moment was kind of an accidental thing. And we started, like, having these little therapy sessions. And people would be like, I really like that. And sort of like, then let's keep doing that, because that's good for us. It's good for everybody else.
So. I told Sean, I said, just keep doing it, and you know, and then we've had two or three people, if not more, say they appreciate three guys being willing to share their, you know, like you know, not be afraid to say, hey, you know, mention the word depression and anxiety, because we're supposed to be these. Men are supposed to have it all together. Or not, maybe not. That's might not be the right way to say it. But men aren't as easy to share feelings and share how they feel and how, you know, maybe what they're struggling with. And so to hear, so that, you know, some of the women are like, hey, it's nice to hear a man, you know, and three guys talk like that, where they're not, we're not holding back. We're not afraid. We're just,
and
not,
I tell, you know, I tell these guys, I thank these guys almost every single time. I tell them, like, thank you guys for showing up. Like, I just appreciate it. And I'm going to continue to do it. And they're going to continue to show up. And we also, I know I hate to tell everybody, we kind of joke about it anyway, but anymore nowadays, Todd is not a hugger, but we've turned him in. He's like, we leave and he's like, come here, guys. You know, so we turn
into, Yeah.
Cause I tell people, I'm like, you know what? Hugging to me allows me to tell you mean, not creepy hugging, but like, telling somebody you mean something to me. Yeah, not the creepy hug, but The hug tells you you mean something to me. That's an intimate space for your heart to be that close to somebody else's. And I tell the guys, I'm like, I hug you guys not because I'm trying to be weird and creepy, but because I don't know if it's the last time I might see you. I want it to be, if it's the last time I see you, I want it to be out of love and my expression of like, hey, thank you for the time you've spent with me.
I know Nate probably feels the same way. Nate, I would imagine if you didn't get a hug from Sean or myself, I
hug them goodbye.
It's weird if he doesn't hug you.
As long as you don't give, like when you give a hug, I always joke around with people, like as long as you don't give them a good gamer.
No, none of that. Todd,
no reach around.
Todd might let that, man. But no, none of that.
Good job.
No, you know, that's one thing I do say on Facebook every so often if I do like a live or something. What I love about this world that we are in is something that you couldn't do 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't say this, hey, man, I love you, bro. Have a good day. God forbid if you say I love you to another man, because all of a sudden 30 years ago, I'd be like, what, dude, I'm going to punch you in the face. That's what I do love about our generation right now, because you're able to say, hey, bro, you know, I love you, man. Have yourself a great day. It's not weird anymore because everybody loves that four-letter word, love. There's nothing wrong by hearing it. And again, it's nothing weird. It's just this is what life is supposed to be about. It's about loving your brothers and sisters. And you know what? If you and whoever's afraid of hugging when it comes to guys, man, you just got to hug it out, man. It's not a big deal. It's nothing weird. It's so great. And you know, I always want to make sure, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. I just think it's a great thing. And you know what? It's sad because this world is missing so much right now. And a hug, when you see people say free hugs, a hug can change someone's day.
That's right.
They've been starving to be hugged for years. You know, some of our own family members don't hug each other because they just don't. And it's sad because everybody loves to be hugged. There's nothing wrong with it, you know?
Yeah.
So, and you know, it's one of those things that I always say, you know, if you love life, life will love you right back.
That's
and, you know, and that's as strong as you could probably, you know, if you love life, if you think about it for just a moment, you know, if you love life and you just sit on that for just a moment, life will love you right back. And that's how you got to look at it. You know, if you love life, life will love you right back. And it's so simple. And I feel when you do get a hug from one of your brothers, whatever, that's life loving you right back.
That's right.
It can be taken so many different ways, for real.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you just said. I'm like speechless. No, I'm speechless. I'm just kind of like.
I'm allowing that to sink in, right?
Yeah, now. Yeah. Really. It's not like I don't. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Okay. That's why we have you on the show, George, for many reasons. But yeah, you have a way to express exactly what I mean. That's
you cut to the heart of the matter. Like it's the heart of the matter, and I like that.
Yeah.
That's a Don Henley.
It's not an act. It's not like
no. I know it's not.
I'm laying down. You know what? I'm on my. This is gonna sound really weird. I'm laying back on some big pillows on my bed, relaxing.
That's
with
cool.
The fan on. It's like 102 out here today.
Oh my god!
Ooh, yeah,
miserable.
It's so sad. I hate the heat.
That's a warm one. So as far as like investigations, do you have any locations on your bucket list? Like, do you have places like I've got to be there? I've got to go there at least one time, you know, and see what it's all about.
Yes, Waverly Hills.
Well, yeah,
that is like my number. What's your number two, George? Oh, Waverly Hills. George,
yeah.
What's number four? Oh, I'm sorry, Waverly Hills.
Waverly Hills.
It's Waverly Hills is like my bucket list I need to get to. And, you know, I've been handed a few invitations here and there to come out. But, you know, it's so with the COVID that kicked in, it stopped everything. And then at the same time, the flights, my God, they're just starting to get really expensive.
Yeah.
Because it's not just me. It'd be my wife and I. So it's not like one investigator, it's two going out there because I don't do anything with, I know it sounds really, you know, I go bass fishing, yes. But you know, other than that, she does everything with me, you know,
That's cool.
Is great.
Well, the guys are all nodding, so I know I've got confirmation from them anyway, whether they are or not. But we are going to put it out there. If you've got plenty of invites, that's okay. But we're going to, if you come out to Waverly, we would love to officially meet you.
We're not far away from Louisville, George.
We're not
about
far.
About three and a half hours.
So anytime we would meet you at Waverly.
You know what? And even better, we
That'll be our second investigation, right?
You know, Jerry Pauly. Jerry's been there a number of times, so we can meet up with him and Tracy. And
I have no, okay, so I mean this. I know people say, oh, let's do it. let's do it. And then you don't talk.
And then you never do. Right. Yeah.
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 You know, but let's do it.
But
you know,
let's do it.
The only thing that stopped us from going back east is because of COVID.
Right.
You know, and again, and it's not what people believe in. It's nothing political. I'm not even about that. But it's COVID, and I can't afford to get sick.
I totally get it.
We are vaccinated, et cetera, et cetera. If we put something together, I assure you, it would be 100% an honor, because I do believe that I feel that you guys are just absolutely crazy fun. And, and that's what it's all about. It's just crazy fun.
Well, yeah. We've been called crazy before, and I don't think we're fun, right?
There's fun in there, yeah.
Yeah.
You should hear some of our pre-show, middle show, and after-show discussions. That's what we should probably be recording.
Oh, man.
Those are pretty wild.
Oh, God. That's awesome, man. No,
the after-party.
Wouldn't that be great, though?
I don't want this to be the end where it's like, you know, we do a show. Hey, man, thanks a lot, George. Appreciate it.
Come back on.
Let's really put something together.
And get together. I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm just seeing it right now, envisioning. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That'd be great. Yeah. Yeah, none of us have been there.
So
that'd be.
Yeah. I've only watched videos and done readings and
heard lots of podcasts. Hey, and that, you know what? Sorry to cut. I don't want to forget to ask you. How did you get into podcasting? Since
It all started right after Ghost Adventures. It really did. It was
okay.
It was, you know, don't get me wrong. I love to talk, and you know, I've done podcasting as much as I possibly can. I always use it as a platform. It's just a way to maybe meet somebody new or say something that they need to hear that day. Mm. And now the podcast, I've cut it down to one podcast a week, and that's on Sunday nights, my time, at 7 to 8. And it's, you know, it's called basically with Angie, it's called Ghost Talk. And we talk about what anybody wants to talk about. It could be their paranormal experience to what they believe in and what they don't believe in. But, you know, when it comes to podcasts, it's a platform. You know, a lot of people like yourself and myself, we love to talk. But there's people out there that are afraid, they're shy or whatever it may be. But when it comes to podcasts, it's a good way to get your voice out there and maybe just touch someone's life, in a spiritual way, or maybe not a spiritual way, but just in a way that you may say something that they need to hear, maybe not that day. But if it's an ongoing, you know, it keeps on, you know, replaying. It may hit somebody that day. Maybe not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I that's how I look at it. But podcasts are, they're a blast. You know, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the ones that sometimes when people do, sometimes you see them do it for like 3-4 hours. I'm thinking, oh, that's way too much.
That's Rogan. Yeah. Yeah. It's a Rogan style.
No can do on that one there, bucko. But, you know, it's I got into it. I do it all the time. I'm either, I go from the same thing doing live, but podcasts are fun. They're a lot of fun, but if it's not fun, then don't do it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. That's our first. I mean, if it's not fun, then we just might as well stop. I mean,
right.
Because everything flows from that. You know, we're not going to put out good content. We're not going to enjoy it. We're going to be, it's got to be fun or game over.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
now,
let me ask you guys a question, if you don't mind. When it comes to paranormal investigating, out of the three of you all, who's the Shaggy?
No.
Who's the Velma? And wait, who's the Shaggy? Who's the Velma? And who's the Scooby Doo?
I think I have to be the Shaggy.
I would agree. I'm Scooby Doo.
Zoinks!
Yeah.
Scooby. Yes.
I want to be Fred. Sure. I want to wear an ascot.
I
thought you were Velma.
You know, I admit I may be the Shaggy, but I'll be more like the Velma or the other girl because I love. Dude, I'm a
Daphne.
Scream. I'm like I scream. I don't get scared. I get startled, and when I get startled, the first thing that comes out is a high pitch of a. Who was that girl? No, that was me, man.
There's a big difference in startling or being. Scared and just being startled because I think everybody gets startled.
I would say definitely. I could be Daphne, but I don't have the legs for it.
No, you don't have it. Yeah. And the pretty red hair. Ooh la la.
Daphne's good. Well, then good. You may get a hug with a good girl.
If you were Daphne, I'd give you all kinds of hugs.
I'm married to a Daphne.
That's awesome, man. No, that's good stuff. But no, it's
That's
you know, it's paranormal investigating. It, you get what you want to put into it. You know, and the only thing I don't
that's
like
right.
what's going on with the paranormal field right now. Is I think, you know, and I don't mean it rude. It's just, I feel like I'm able to say this. is I'm more old school. I use old school equipment. I use cassette recorders. We have a few things, you know, but I've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. I had a recorder I used, you know, the less equipment, the better. But some of these bells and whistles that people are so-called inventing, they're great. You know, more power to them. Mm-hmm. But they're too confusing for me. You know, they're just, anything can set them off and such. So I respect all the inventors out there. But at the same time, I'm thinking, God, it's so confusing. Do you think the spirits are getting confused? Are they afraid of it?
Right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, they don't know how to use it either.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a total fact.
They got all these equipment have all these knobs and buttons and lights, and I'm like, where do you begin? I mean, you know, I guess you learn, but it's like, wow.
I think
it's cool though, George. You're old school because
being
like,
a minimalist is cool. That's
less is best, you know.
We just talked to an Emily Menshouse, and she told us that too. She said, if I could use a flashlight or a candle, I could use a candle. Right?
Yeah.
I told her, I'm like, that's really cool. That is old spirit, old school.
So I have this a piece of equipment that's so expensive. It cost me $1 at the dollar store, and it's a compass.
Oh, that's cool. Yep.
It cost me $1. You can't go wrong with the compass. And, you know, I'm not here to, you know, like, okay, guys, do this and you're going to get evidence. But a compass, when you have your compass, it's going to, you know, of course, the arrow is going to go to wherever it goes, to north, south, whatever it goes to. It usually goes, I think it goes north, right?
North, yeah.
I think it goes mm-hmm. north. Well, you know, if that fluttering, the arrow or the pin fluctuates going the other way when it's supposed to go the other way, right there in that spot, I've gotten good EVPs, you know, off my recorder mm-hmm. because to me that's something that's spiritual, that's right there, that's actually is using the energy to move that thing a different way when it's supposed to be going north. I take an EVP recorder right there on that spot and take an EVP as quick as you possibly can. So, I mean, there's, you know, people spend too much money on stuff that you can go get for $1.
Yeah,
you know, I know it sounds really ridiculous, but a compass, it's so simple.
George, it's hilarious that you say that in the sense that I'm saying to say this is that that's what started. I don't know if you've heard this before. A lot of people hadn't. And I was really like blown over when I heard this. But historically speaking, Einstein, what started him mm-hmm. off in love, his love of science was a compass he got as a boy. And nobody could explain to him. He asked, like, what's making the needle move? Well, nobody really understands, you know, little Einstein. Right. So from then on, he wanted to investigate and understand what is that force, and why can't we explain that? So that, to me, that is so awesome.
Yeah,
you know, that something like a compass can start. You know, Einstein looking into what are you keep talking about energy. We don't, you know, he tried to explain energy. We still don't understand. We don't even know what we don't know. Right. And the energies around us, there's so many things we still don't know. We think we are kind of at the top of everything medically or scientifically,
and we're not even close.
We've moved a little bit of dirt around. That's about it.
You know, that is so true. You know, we are so green. All of us, this world is so, we're only a couple hundred years old, right? I mean, I should say that's wrong. That's not right. But you know, we're very young.
We
still have a lot to learn.
Oh yeah.
Barely in kindergarten if this was a school.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm in diapers.
Exactly.
I'm
right.
Diapers.
That's right. That's right.
I like the idea that we have so much to learn, too. It's like, okay, there's more.
It makes life fun.
Yeah, yeah, it does. And something to look forward to and try to figure out. And even if we don't, hey, it's the journey. Yeah.
They say the best thing, like when you get to your deathbed, is to kind of put your hands behind your head and say, next.
Next.
You know, with some confidence,
that's
right?
That's
what I want to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how much more time you have, George, but
we could do this all night.
You know, you're talking about not doing like a 4-hour podcast. I think we could do a 4-hour tonight, but I know that might be pushing it.
That means you just gotta come back.
I would love to come in. You guys are hella crazy. No, you guys are crazy, but that's, you know, I would love to do something, you know, again for sure. And at the same time, you know, I may just want to, I like to do it. I have a podcast. I like to bring you guys on where people can actually see who they're talking to.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
I would love to bring you guys on and put you on the calendar.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, that'd be great. Yeah, we'd be honored.
Be more than honored.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'll tell you what.
I'm kind of speechless on that.
I don't know if this is going to make it through editing or something, but, you know, after your investigation this weekend, I like to hook up next weekend after that and talk about your first investigation, if you don't mind.
Well, we would. Now, remember, it's not until October.
Oh, it's in October. So I thought you were going out this weekend.
No.
The weekend after our investigation is Halloween by chance, though.
Yeah, so we go.
That would be awesome.
You know what it is? We have a full day, which is, you talk about a full day. So we go to the live event at Bobby Mackey's, which is a hot spot for paranormal. And that's at the Hillbilly Horror Stories live event that Jerry's putting on. So we're going to do that. We're going to go, you know, and then we'll leave there, and then we're, that's when we're, that, so that later that evening, we're going to the Whispers Estate. And so we've got the Bobby Mackey. And, I mean, you talk about paranormal filled day there.
That's October the 24th.
So we got a little over a month to go. But, yeah, we, I mean, you know, hey, you tell us. I mean, I'm just like, wow, George invited us. I'm like, we're nobodies. We're
there.
Oh, no, you guys are more than, stop that talk. That's silly talk. No, that's what we'll do. I'll tell you what, I'm not saying, okay, see you guys later. No, I'm not saying that right now, but definitely when we're done and this is all a wrap, I want to get you guys on after your investigation.
Okay.
Want this to be one of those final goodbyes, like, all right, see you guys later. I want to be, let's keep in contact, you know?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You know, yeah, no, this isn't the end. I mean, yeah, no, we communicated way before this, but that's not, I didn't go, okay, well, once we do the podcast with him, that's it. No, I mean, we'll always, yeah.
George, have you ever heard of the term stage five clinger? Because we can be that for you.
Yeah. You just might get tired of it.
God, Todd and that Sean and Nate, stage five clinger.
Those five guys. Change the number. Change the phone number.
They won't leave me alone.
No, we won't do that. No, you know what, George? Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
My wife came in, she was dinner time. She goes, I hope I didn't disappoint you.
I hope
that you guys understand that I do mean what I said in the beginning, that I was looking forward to this. And you know what? I just want to let you guys know that, you know, you guys are always going to be my brothers or my friends. And, you know, you guys gave me an opportunity that was just bigger than life. Give me an opportunity to just speak and use my voice that, you know, that was, I hope, please, somebody that listened that got some crappy news, and hopefully that one person says, you know what, I'm not going to lose hope, you know, and doctors can be wrong, or, you know, I'm going to try paranormal investigating blindfolded, or, you know what, I'm not going to just exist tomorrow, I'm going to live, or they're going to go to that mirror tomorrow and say, you know what, I love you to yourself, and start your day off that way.
That's right.
If one of those things that someone took home or takes home after hearing this, that's all that matters. That means I did my job.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, you have wise words. It's
I appreciate that.
So enjoyable listening to you.
I know.
You have recharged me for I needed this. I think I told you this before off air, but I needed this tonight, and I absolutely did. And so you've done me a world of good. And so that one person you were looking to touch, you at least you've helped me, and I really appreciate that.
We got three right here.
Like I said, brother, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's why having you on, George, is you're genuine.
You're a light.
You're right. It's genuine light. It's not hokey. It's not nonsense where you talk a good game on because you're on a podcast, and then if anybody follows you on social media, just in your messages, George, there's nobody other than when you and I messaged. Nobody's looking at them. But yet you're
expressing still, yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
you're a light in a sometimes dark, or unfortunately nowadays it seems like a lot of times dark world, but you're a light in a dark world sometimes.
Yeah. I mean,
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And you know, we can go back and forth, you know, like we can compliment it. I appreciate that because that's all I'm trying to do is just give somebody, the biggest word for me is hope, and you know, hope is light. You know, you give someone hope, that means they're just gonna have this light, and they're gonna smile, and once you lose hope, the light is gone. So hope to me is one of those words that needs to be not misled or misunderstood, but hope is hope.
We gotta throw some gas on it, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Anybody that has hope, I mean, they're still in the game. That's it, literally. If you have just one little ounce of hope, it's enough sometimes, you know?
Absolutely. Well, boys, gentlemen, my brother, I thank you again for this opportunity. I can't
absolutely thank you. Yeah. Thank you for coming on.
Enjoy your dinner. Tell your wife thank you so much for letting
your
us
lovely
have
bride
you for a while.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate
George.
That.
We love you.
Love you, George.
And Yeah, enjoy your dinner. And thank you so much for just, I know our listeners are going to love this chat, and they're going to get a lot of uplifting momentum and motivation to attack life with a little more gusto. And I know I will. I know I will.
So, thank you so much.
So thank you personally.
Oh, absolutely, man. But let's do it again. And I got no problem with that. I'll always be there right when you guys message. I'm usually there within minutes. And for you guys now, it'll probably be within seconds, and I'll be like a stalker.
Well, we'll take a stage five clear.
I mean, if I don't get a response in 17 seconds, George, and I...
no, you guys made me feel good, too. Seriously,
thanks, man. Thank you.
It's reciprocal. This too. You know, yes, George is in a happy mood. George is good. George is this. But, you know, the paranormal community can be pretty tough on me sometimes, and Dave can be pretty tough on me, for whatever reason. But you did brighten my day by just being so kind tonight. So thank you, all three of you.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. All right, man. Hey, go have dinner with that bride of yours.
Yes. Have a great night, you. George.
All right, brothers. Take care.
Thanks, you. Man. See you. Too. Bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
I don't know what to say other than wow.
I am speechless, and I'm still levitating slightly off the ground.
I see that.
Yeah. This is a true story.
All right, now sit back down.
Sit back down. Now get your butt down.
Was George not fantastic?
George was amazing. I told you he was a force, and that's what I see him as: the Godfather and the Force.
So inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Genuine inspiration too. Yeah. Not just he lives it. He really gets on and talks a good game.
I've been super excited about this one. I really have.
Yeah,
it was cool. He said, "I hope I didn't disappoint you." I'm like, no.
Yeah,
not
I kind
even
of like,
close.
No, I don't think you did, George.
Just to be in that circle is really cool. I mean, it's an honor to be talking to the people we've been talking to, but George was definitely.
Every one of them.
And everybody's accepting us with open arms, too. It's just so blessed with that
you know what? You know what it is about George? I mean, there's a million things about him. He makes you feel.
Yeah.
Like we had him on. He's the star.
He's supposed to be our special
guest. He's the
godfather. Right?
He's the rock star. He's the one that's experienced. He's got podcast. He's done this.
He turned the tables on us. He did. I know.
And I feel like he. Yeah.
I know.
That's who he is.
When I talk to
him, you feel special.
When I said he's an energy and he's the kind of person that comes into the room and he lifts the energy. It is a really cool person.
And
we need more people like him. Like you said, we need more than 10 of them. We need a lot more. But
and to reference,
10 of them would just do the trick. Sure. I mean, and,
put them on all the continents.
That's right.
To reference the first part of his chat of how we do our interviews on our podcast, a lot of people use Zoom and have a face to face conversation using Zoom. And all we're doing old school. I got a Bluetooth speaker hooked up to a phone with a mic in front of it.
Yeah.
And that's what he referenced to is, I don't know how you guys are doing this because you can't see each other.
Yeah.
But
you can see
it seems.
You could feel
each other. Well, with all of our guest chats, especially with him too, but.
They feel like they're here.
It feels like they're here. Even though we can't see them, they can't see us, we have just awesome, genuine interaction with them.
Yep.
Right, without even seeing them.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Yeah, every one of our guest chats have been like that. I'm envisioning them. They draw you in. You feel like you're watching them on a video.
Yeah.
Because it's so engaging.
It's surreal.
It wasn't any different.
It's very surreal.
That's a great, I'm glad you brought that up because it is, I see what he was saying, like, oh, I don't know how you guys do it, or it's hard to do, because you are used to, in this day and age now, because everybody got used to, because of the pandemic, well, let's do interviews and work, conferences and all, like my wife did until, she's back in school now, but the end of 2020, it was all, business meetings and all that. So you get used to it, but we're old school, like Nate said, and so a guy like George and all the other ones, just it's like he's like I said, sitting here. It's not hard to talk to somebody like that.
Did you just say we're kicking it old school? Is that what you just said?
We're kicking it.
Kick it.
Oh, we're just like the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was great.
Bring that and up anytime
I
can.
Sometimes I say, I hope you listeners. No, I know
they're going to enjoy this. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So
thank you so much, George. That was awesome.
Sir.
It really was.
Yeah, that's cool. Appreciate that. That was great.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. That's mildly putting it. Yeah. So, anyway.
So this,
all that said,
we are allowed sliding into the middle-aged moment.
Middle-aged moment.
And George will appreciate this, that I always, with these middle-aged moments, I always try to put thought into them and kind of frame it around the person, especially with these guest chats. Mm-hmm. Want to frame it around the person that we're talking to and about and with. And, you know, and with our subject matter, it's very important. But I have, you guys are going to laugh at this. I'm starting it. I'm doing a couple things here. But I'm starting it with a Winston Churchill quote.
Sure,
so there's an inside joke of Winston Churchill.
Churchill.
Sure, I'm not going to have a brain freeze, though.
Remind him, Nate.
It's Churchill.
Let's, just for old time's sake, let's just have a pause. Let's just have a moment of silence.
No, that was the problem.
Oh, listeners.
Son of a beach tree.
Oh, my gosh. That's
oh, it all comes out.
That was.
Okay, we're getting our dirty laundry is coming out, George. I'm sorry. This
Nate,
was a middle-aged moment. I'm just skipping past it. No, it's fine.
That was
so,
the problem.
Winston Churchill. I knew that was going to get some. That was going to get a reaction. So Winston Churchill said, and this is right exactly from what we got with George, was success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm.
No doubt.
Amen, brother.
No kidding.
Now, the other thing I did, and I went through, you know, I've been doing a lot of songs, and so I couldn't help myself but do another song, and I think he's going to appreciate this one. I don't know how many Michael Jackson fans we have out there.
Who?
Michael Jackson, MJ.
Never heard of him.
No MJ's fan. So
plumber?
When I was a kid, I know there's a lot of controversy around Michael Jackson. We're not going to talk about that part. But he was a genuine spirit, a spirit of goodness on this planet, at least. And you can still listen to his words and his songs and know, like, whatever the other stuff that we got, you know, at the end of his life, he had a good spirit in his work. One of mine that I really appreciate, and this really made me think of George when I was looking over his stuff, is Michael Jackson's Heal the World. So just kind of going over some of these lyrics. Now, at the beginning of the song, before the song even starts, it has a child, and she's talking about, she says, and this is actually, they quoted her verbatim, is think about the generations and say that we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they, she actually says they, know it's a better world for them and think if they can make it a better place. There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and this place is brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you'll feel that there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for living, make a little space, make a better place. So it's the part we know, heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and me. If you want to know why, there's love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares. If only cares of joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel, fear or dread, we stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love enough for us growing, make a better world. So make a better world. And it's heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and me. And the dream we have conceived in will reveal a joyful face. And the world we once believed in will shine again in grace. Then why do we keep strangling life? Wound this world, crucify its soul. Though it's plain to see, this world is heavenly. Be God's glow. And that is so George right there. We could fly so high. Let our spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you are all my brothers. So George, create a world with no fear. Together we cry happy tears, see the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We will really get there if you cared enough for the living. Make a little space to make it a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and me. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and me, for the entire human race. People dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and me. So to say that over and over and over again. So I can't hammer that home enough that, and like I said, that was totally George's message of bringing people back together, stopping with the division. So I've like, as soon as I had a couple different songs picked out, The other one was Man in the Mirror, because I was like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
I
a good one, too.
And I wanted it, so, but.
But Guilty Pleasure, I like that one, too.
Absolutely.
It's, every time it's on, it's
always
like,
oh, it hit, video.
Hits hit you right in the feels.
Yeah.
And like
oh, that's
I said,
great. That's good, yeah.
George did that with us, and he said we did that with him, too, so it was very reciprocal. And that was, so it's just, you know, I don't think there's any accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. I think this was meant to be, and these things all lined up, just like, you know, the stars in the sky. So I think it's really cool.
Oh yeah. So he definitely blessed us, and I know he blessed the listeners and
God. Yeah.
It's weird where I'm like, I don't feel like I did anything for him. I mean, I know what
like,
it means. You
it's
know?
Like Tiny Tim. God bless us. Everyone.
Everyone. I'm like, George is really a nice guy. Maybe. No, I'm glad we helped, you know, did something for him too, but he's amazing. So
bless each other.
You know what, that you picked the right one though. That's perfect.
Yep.
So thank you.
Oh, did you say it's perfect? Because I need that in writing, time stamped.
I think
date.
I said it was perfect.
Oh, son of a gun. Yeah, I tried.
You're okay.
Keep trying.
You're in a conspiracy with Jenna, right? No,
that's right. I talked to her before this. I said,
she's like, don't let him have it. Don't let him
I'm
have
gonna
it.
I'm going to raise him up, and I'm going to pull the stool right out from her.
What was the
Winston Churchill.
What was the meme I posted tonight, or today on Facebook? Macho Man.
Macho Man.
He said, don't never tear down your enemies, lift them up, so then
you can body
you can
slam
body slam harder. That is, you do more damage.
I love it. I did love it. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
All right.
I do dig it.
Sorry, I'm going to start doing my impersonations. I wonder if our listeners
never be like, sorry about your wrestling impersonations.
I will never.
Never.
I've been doing them since
never
I was
apologize.
About 13. So.
Oh, my gosh. So thank you for that, George, for that inspiration for the Middle Age Moment.
Yes, sir.
And coming out of the Middle Age Moment, we always want to tell you guys, of course, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. We appreciate your ears. We appreciate your time. This is a special time for us, and we want it to be special for you. So we want you to be able to know that you can get a hold of us. We have an email address. It's makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's and Mako. You can obviously get our logo on merch of all kinds. You can order those things through our email with Facebook and Instagram. Always give us those orders. We're getting closer and closer to the holiday season, so you never know. We're just kind of humbled, honestly, that we even have a logo and we have merchandise.
I still look at it going,
really? Like, really? Seriously?
I do. I might have an order coming up, though, for a t-shirt.
Do you really? Is that my order?
It's
because I
know you.
I still got one out there too.
3 months ago. Carol, my mom.
I forgive you. Oh, Carol.
She might be getting a t-shirt. So
thank you, Carol.
Yeah,
our top listener, right?
That's right. I
don't tell everybody.
You know
why?
Yeah. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
There's three.
It's a battle.
There's three or four at the top. We'll have a Royal Rumble.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Only the strong shall survive. Carol, I got my money's on you, Carol.
Material.
Yeah, exactly right. It is. Oh, that's funny. This I like this that you put great for the upcoming creepy season. I kind of said that, right?
Yeah.
So like I said, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. TikTok.
Yes, we are on TikTok.
Oh my
listeners.
Gosh.
Middle
aged and creeped out. And that's a Mako though, right? I'm not TikTok savvy, so you're gonna have to help me with that one. It's at the Mako podcast. Is that what it is on TikTok? Okay. It took me a minute to find it. I'm like, I can't find us on there. So
yeah,
I tried looking. I couldn't find it.
I know. And my kids had to help me, actually.
It's
and,
either.
It's really sad. Right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just started it last. Or we started it, but I was the one to put it on there. Eyes? Yeah.
Eyes.
I was the one,
eyes and ears.
As I put it on.
Eyes, ears.
I've been listening to all these mafia yous and eyes.
Hey, yous guys.
Hey, yous guys.
We got to finish this. Come on. We got things to do. Bodies to bury. Come on.
Man, we were doing our leprechaun impersonation.
I don't know.
Mafia leprechaun. Yeah. So anyway, I put it on last Friday. And so I'm still, it's either Mako podcast or I think that's what it is. I think if you just type
come
in
find
the
us. Come
yeah,
find
just,
us, right?
Just look at this,
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Don't expect too much out.
Listen to us any way you can. There's all kind of platforms out there. Find one. Pick one. We're on it. We are on so many.
Yeah.
So countless numbers. Infinite.
Yeah.
And the most important thing, we always want to bring it back to this. We have since podcast number one, and we want this to always be our core. This is where we come from. We want this to be a community. We obviously have fun. We have the creepy stuff. We have the unusual. We have all these the fun topics, the fun guest chats. We love bringing you this stuff. We love coming together. We love showing up for each other, and we love showing up for you. And the most important thing we can do is help to make awareness for mental health in the mental health community. The strongest thing you can do out there is get help. We've all had to do it. We've all had to come together, and we've all had to help other people through things. So that's what we're here to do for you. And we want to give out these substance abuse and mental health hotlines every single time. So the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last four, and that's HELP. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line, emphasis on all that, but especially the veterans. I'm glad we're putting that in there now, mm-hmm. is the 1-800-7... Or I'm sorry, erase. Hold on. 1-800...
Rewind.
Rewind. 1-800-273-8255. And the last four, and that is TALK, or our TALK.
Yeah.
Is our.
Is our. What's happened to our...
My grammar?
Is our.
AUs. AUs, guys. AUs. Back into the mafia.
It's TALK, not TARK, okay?
I feel like I'm on a Sopranos episode.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Let's just go black.
No, that's good stuff.
Let's go black screen.
Yep, that's right. And cut.
And we're done.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, thank you, sir, for doing that.
It is my pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Awesome. Always.
I guess we can't chat any longer tonight, so... That's a wrap.
I caught that.
I guess.
Get that one?
Oh, yeah.
Little play on words there.
He is so darn proud of himself.
Listen,
he should be.
Listen, I wrote that one down.
Listen carefully for that one, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I like that.
You got to be ready with this guy.
He's a wise guy.
Hey.
He's a Weisenheimer.
He is a Weisenheimer. All right. Well, we want to thank you guys so, so much and for listening to episode 28. We're creeping up to the 30s.
Creeping.
Yeah.
I said creepy.
Yeah.
Creepers got to creep.
Creepers got to creep. Until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.